Apocalypse and Avocados.
Hey, Chaos Crew. Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. I'm Peter. I'm joined with my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
Carissa.
What's...
And we have an extra special guest today, my best friend. Hi, Martin. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Martin. I'm Peter's best friend and the guy from episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3.
You guys can put it together.
You can find which one. Anyway, today's topic, we're talking about hookup horror stories and bad breakups and just everything awful that goes along with that. So we're going to start, go around. Martin, you want to kick us off?
I guess. I'm not going to start with a bad breakup. I'm kind of still dealing with one right now. And it wasn't a bad one, but yeah, let's just not go there right now. I do have a pretty awkward hookup story, which I was telling Carissa about earlier, so she might not be as surprised, but it was really awkward. So if you guys don't know, my sister's like been friends with gay people since I've known her. So she's what people would call a fag hag from back in the day. She's a fag hag. So, you know, she has these two gay best friends. I've known them since I was like 5 years old, since I can remember her having friends over. Those were her friends. And one of them, years later, when I was like 17, 18, I started talking to someone online. They didn't have a picture. I had my picture, so they knew what I looked like. Come to find out, when I go meet with him, it's one of her gay best friends that's known me since I was 5, and I hadn't seen him in years.
Oh, geez.
So as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, no, this is not happening. And I just drove off. And as soon as I did, I texted my sister and their best friend. And I was like, you wouldn't guess what just happened to me. I was like, this person just like basically catfished me, knowing who I was, knowing that they've known me since I was like a kid. And I was like, oh, no, this is awkward. And it was just, I don't know. That feeling of like you've known me since I was a kid and you knowingly tried to hook up with me.
Without telling me who you were.
Exactly. And like, it was very awkward. And I told my sister and their best friend, and he, you know, the best friend went off. The best friend was like, you don't do that. That's, you know, we've known him for years. That's our best friend's brother. Like, that's just messed up. Like, you can go fuck yourself. You're a disgusting pig. Like, just went off on them. And they don't talk ever since then, because he was like, that's just fucked up. I didn't mean for that to happen, but it was just something that I did not expect to happen. And I was just like, this is horrifying. Like,
what did his profile say? Like, did it say he was an older man?
No, he just said, I mean, I like older men. But
yeah, that was my point.
He said he's an older white man. But not like older like that. And I was just like, my sister's 40. My sister's like 45. I'm 32.
Yeah.
So
you do the math.
So it's not that far off. So it's not like it's an older guy, but still, like, the fact that he knew who I was and had me come over there, like, I had to drive like out of the city. Like, I drove to like a little town. So like maybe like 20, 25 minutes, but still. You had me drive 20, 25 minutes knowing who I was, knowing that I would probably recognize you because, like, you don't look any different. I wasn't like, oh, my God, you look so different. Like, you're hot now.
He wasn't even hot. That's the problem.
If he was hot, I might have gone.
Then you would have thought about it.
Yeah, I would have thought about it. Actually, I wouldn't even have thought about it. I would have done it. But
it wasn't even lukewarm.
No. He wasn't hot, and it was just a creepy vibe, and I was just like, ooh, no, I'm just going to keep on driving.
Yeah, you say catfish, but it was more like blobfish.
Yeah.
Make you, like, speed off.
No, I did. I, like, literally saw him roll the window down. He's like, hey, and he said, hey, Martin. So, like, he already, like, went into it knowing it was me, like, not even tried to play it off, like, oh, well, maybe he won't recognize me. Like, no, like, he was like, oh, hey, like, do you remember me? And I'm like, yes, and
bye. I just rolled the window up and just drove off. I was like, I'm not doing this.
He saw you and he's like, ooh, now's my chance.
Oh, no, he didn't. And that's why I was like, oh, no, I'm texting my sister. And, like, at the time, I was, like, not in contact, but, like, I was more in communication with my sister's best friend because we were just, like, they were closer and stuff. And I was like, you can't believe who just messaged me. I was like, this person just messaged me. And he's like, no, did he really? And I sent him the screenshots and he was like, give me a second. Let me wet my whistle. He literally called my sister. My sister like co-signed it. So he was like, oh, so this really did happen. Then he called him and apparently just cussed him out. And he's like, you fucking disgusting piece of shit. Like, you're disgusting. How could you do that? Like, just a bunch of crazy stuff. And I was just like, well, that was very awkward. And yeah, no.
It's messy.
Yeah, not as awkward as him peeling out.
Here I am. I drove 25 minutes. And I'm going to.
I mean, I was actually very upset about that because I was expecting something. And...
give me gas money, bitch.
No, even if he tires. Listen, I didn't want to be stick around long enough for him to offer anything else.
You should have just Venmo requested him.
This was
for pain and suffering.
This was before Venmo, like, again.
Oh, jeez.
We're old, so it was before Venmo.
But it was online dating, right?
It was. It was on Grindr, of course.
Oh, see.
It might have been out of. It might have been out of.
More
out.
Horror stories.
It's even worse.
I have a funny Grindr story.
Go for it.
So there's this guy that I had hooked up with like a long time ago. And he was from Southern Rhode Island. And he was actually from Pawtucket. And then he moved to Southern Rhode Island. And then he like randomly found me on Grindr one time. And he was like, oh, hi, it's so-and-so. Do you remember me? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And I didn't want to hang out with him again. And so I just kind of played it off. And then all of a sudden, this random profile of like a underage kid was messaging me. And he's like, oh, you know so-and-so? He's really good friends with my mom. And then he would talk to me about how much the kid liked him. He's like, oh, yeah, I really like him. Like, I think he's so hot. And I was thinking to myself, this does not sound accurate. Because one, if you're as young as you say you are, you don't find him hot. I know you don't, because just trust me. And second of all, why are you talking him up so much? And why is he the only thing you talk to me about? And then he was trying to convince me as the kid that I should hook up with him because he doesn't have the opportunity to, and he really wants to. So then, knowing that it was the guy, obviously, trying to, like, get me to hook up with him, I started telling him, well, the last time I hooked up with him, he really smelled bad, and it was not a good time. Yeah, needless to say, I got a message from the guy not too long after. He's like, why didn't you just tell me? I'm like, because, why did you do that?
So that's what I wanted to ask. So it was a roundabout way of him trying to get, okay.
Yeah, he was trying to get another hookup.
Well, meanwhile, the other one's bussy is like fucking purring. It's just that's
so hot.
Again, this ties back to episode one, why I don't online date, because this is the shit that happens.
Well, I'm sure you have something crazy that happened to you.
Wild online dating. Actually, I did. I met my ex on Facebook, which who the hell meets somebody on Facebook, to be honest?
I was about to ask.
Especially, and we're going back to like 2010, 2011, around that time. So online dating wasn't like a huge thing. But yeah, I met my ex on Facebook, and then she invited me on a date. And I was like, okay, I know she's a real person because we had mutual friends and I'd heard of her before. She's a little scary. I was a little nervous. So I was like, all right, Dad, let me borrow the car. I'm going to go pick her up. Pull into the driveway. I'm like, hey, I'm outside. You ready? She comes outside, gets in the car, and I start backing out of the driveway. And she's like, yeah, so where are we going? And then she goes, fuck, wait. And I said, what? Are you okay? I forgot to leave my gun in the house.
Oh, jeez.
Like, what the fuck? And she goes, ha, ha, just kidding. Shows me her purse. No gun. We can go now.
I definitely know who this is.
Yeah. And then, of course, we went on the date, it was awkward. And then 7 years later.
Jeez. Didn't she have brass knuckles in her purse, though?
She definitely did. She always had weapons in her purse.
And a knife, usually.
She always had a knife, brass knuckles, never a gun. She has a gun now, but legally.
I remember the time she wanted to send the taser back from Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, she bought a taser in Puerto Rico?
No, she wanted to.
She wanted to. She didn't. She could mail it to herself back here in the States. Just to have it, because she enjoyed having weapons.
Their mother talked her out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get us all stopped at the airport for a freaking taser.
Right.
This is the same axe that stole Coral from Mexico, or tried.
Yes.
What?
She tried to take Coral back from Cozumel, And apparently you can't take
that. Is it protected?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's protected. I mean, these guys snuck over little pieces of coral. She wants to take over the giant fucking sea.
Oh.
Well, okay. The other piece of coral that we have in our bathroom, that massive piece that's like a brain, that was like an experiment on Grand Turk. It was a different island though, because we were in Cozumel, and Cozumel, they don't let you just like take the coral back because they make jewelry and different things with it. But in Grand Turk, I found this massive thing of coral. I'm like, oh, I just want to see what's going to happen. I stuck it in my bag and I got on the ship and no one said anything to me.
He was lucky.
This kid's smuggling a baby sized coral and frigging in his bag, and it goes to the x-ray. No fine.
That's carnival for you.
Is that the one that's in your bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks good. No. See, I can remember. It looks good.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know your ex. We know your ex. Hopefully she's listening.
I gave her some coral that we took back from that time.
You gave her like a bag of it.
She was so excited that you shared with her because she was going to fight a tiny Mexican woman over her fucking coral.
And she would have.
Yeah, she told her to suck her dick.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, their father was very confused.
He said, but she doesn't have one.
Oh, I thought you meant your father. I was like, because he would have backed her up.
Yeah, no, my dad. She doesn't have one. Why would she say that?
Very confused.
Apparently, I'm the resident prude. I don't have any horror hookup stories.
I feel like there has to be something there. I was going to say, we've been friends for 10 plus years. I've heard some things.
I have more.
I think we're like 13.
I have more stories.
Well, go ahead. I will ponder on this one.
I have a first date red flag story. So I also dated someone that I met on Facebook. And on the date, I went when I got a tattoo, and then we went to dinner, and I took him to the mall to have his cell phone disconnected from his ex's account. That should have been a red flag right fucking there. Yeah. Like, why? If you're still connected to your ex's phone, why are we going on a date? And why am I bringing you to disconnect from their phone? And why did I pay a portion of the fee for it?
Wait, that makes it different. Like, okay, going with someone, okay, whatever, gullible, whatever. This
needed like $20 or something. It wasn't like I paid the whole thing. He needed like a little bit extra.
$20 was a lot.
That is, yeah.
Now, did you pay for dinner?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Did you guys eat dinner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Of course they did. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they were at the mall has good restaurants.
No, they had a salad.
We weren't at the mall, and we did not have a salad, Peter. I know where you're going with that. We had sushi, actually.
Disgusting.
So you shared a woman? Awkward. I am pretty sure I know who this is.
You do?
Yeah, and this is a mutual act. So...
A mutual.
Yeah, you know what it is too.
Do I? Oh.
Yeah, your boss was their ex.
What?
Your old boss.
Yeah, at your
his boss.
Yeah,
at CDC.
Okay. Now I know it. Now I didn't realize it was both, but I know who it is.
Yeah, he dated me, and it lasted for like a week, and then with him for a few years.
No, it was like almost a year.
It was like cute.
That's what I said
back in the day. I guess
you little hoe.
I mean, I guess I said he was cute in his own way back in the day. That's all I said.
No, I'm not saying he's ugly. He wasn't ugly by any means.
No, it was like boyfriend twins for me at that time.
But that's what they felt like for me too, because we had like the same hair and the same style.
You guys did. Yeah. Because I feel like I met him after, like shortly after you guys dated.
No, it would have been before because he.
But didn't you guys work at the same place too? Is that the one I'm thinking of? Mm-hmm. It's a different one.
What are you talking about? Work at the same place.
Gas station. Oh. Okay, so I'm like...
He was my boss, and he also dated your boss.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking... Who? Okay, no. Now I'm very
why
confused.
Why is the gay world so small?
Now I don't know who it is.
It wasn't small.
That's why I was confused, because I was like, I don't remember you dating him.
Remember when I met you, the very first night I met you, and Peter was showing me a picture of him with, like, a hair extension and eyeliner? And I said, oh, you kind of look like my ex-boyfriend. And then he said, is your ex-boyfriend so-and-so? And then you went, And you went, oh, is that? And he said, yeah, that's who it is.
Okay.
He literally looked like me.
No.
No, okay. I'm thinking of so many other people. Okay. I was close.
Yeah. We'll call him
Trevor.
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 Ho, that could be anyone in these stories.
Anyone.
We'll call him throwing a cooked noodle through a gymnasium.
Never been there, but I'll take it. I'll take what you guys are saying.
It was definitely festival.
Another red flag. I should have known that when the freaking lube he bought for us to have sex was fisting lube.
Was it Crisco or was it boy butter?
Huh? It was boy butter.
Boy butter. Yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We kind of come from the same background, I guess you could say.
CUM from the same background.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there is a particular hookup story. We're not going into breakup right now. I only had like 5 of those in my life. There was a hookup story where we were like pissed drunk and we were just, you know, we went back to a friend's house. We went off to the bedroom and, you know, mid-sesh, dude like projectile pukes. And yeah, projectile pukes, and it's just like, just keep going.
What the
smelled like straight up Asian food. Like, nah, we're good, we're done. I literally just left. I was out.
I honestly was gonna ask if this was me because
no,
it's happened to me before.
And clearly
when that happens, you're just so drunk that you don't know where or when you are, so it could have been me.
Oh my God.
No, Martin, it was not you.
Oh, no. It's happened to me before. That's why I'm saying I just don't remember when or where or with who. So it's happened multiple times.
Oh. Well, you're experienced. But yeah, I mean, I have bad breakup stories. Martin and I actually dated the same person. And that was a long time ago.
It's a common occurrence with you, huh?
Yeah. It is.
I guess. I mean, that's another thing that we, I guess, have in common.
Yeah. It was. He was insane. He was one of those ultra femme boys.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And yeah, Martin was just glad to be rid of him when we started dating.
I will say I dated him first. Yeah.
Myra's like, you could keep him.
I dated him first and something happened where, we had hung out together. They had met each other and the person I was dating was like, hey, do you mind if I hang out with your best friend? I was like, sure, I'm working. Like, I can't. I was like, you met him. He's cool. Like, I don't care. Whatever. Something happened while I wasn't there. And then they told me and I was like, okay, great. Sure.
Oh, jeez.
I was with him for 2 months. You were with him for how long?
A year.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you.
Oh, no. I'm not. Again, you guys told me and I was okay with it.
Yeah. I didn't want him to like, that's not just the friends we are. I don't want him to be like, oh, well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave you out there. But we told him, and anyway, I was with him for a year, and every time that we decided, well, I decided I wanted to break up with him, he would have, like, this whole meltdown, anxiety attack.
Oh, I remember.
And throw himself on the fucking floor, like, crying and then saying he's going to kill himself.
This is the one that was stealing booze at my college apartment, right?
Yeah.
I will say that Peter wasn't worried about telling me because Peter was like, I know my best friend doesn't care. Like, that's my best friend. He was like, oh my God. Blah. I was like, it's fine. He's like, are you sure? I was like, I'm okay with it. Go ahead.
Martin was like, when he told him, Martin was like, I already know.
Yeah. And then when we hung out and I heard him call my best friend,
Petey.
Oh,
Petey, babe.
I was like, ooh, I dodged a bullet.
I'm gonna start calling you that.
Petey.
The fuck you are.
You can never recreate that. No. I'm sorry. It's like ingrained. See, Carissa knows.
No.
Oh. Sean, I'm glad you can't recreate it. It's a nightmare. It will forever live something. In my memory.
I'll find something equally as annoying.
I don't think
Anyway, point is that he kept doing that and then he's like, I'm gonna kill myself. And we had already been together for a year. He'd already threatened this for like every single time. And I just like texted him back. I was like, then do it, and then blocked his number. That was a bad breakup story.
still around. He didn't kill himself.
No, he like went out and got drunk and then met their friend in Providence. And then that they started dating.
Speaking of that, like mental health wise, have you guys had to deal with like an ex like that? Because I have. Like, oh. I feel like that's very common where it's like very toxic to the point where someone is just where you know they're not going to do it, but they know that you have a heart and you care.
Yeah.
And then they do it so many times where you're just like, do it. Because I know you're not going to, and I'm done with, like, getting dragged emotionally across the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely dealt with that.
It's so common in our community. I don't think it's necessarily common with gay guys because I feel like they are in for, like, instant gratification. It's more hookups than anything. But when they are together as partners, they can get, like, emotionally abusive. For all this, the whole thing. And then, like, when you guys go to break up, they're going to guilt you the entire time. It's just, it's abusive. It is.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing with, like, being in a toxic relationship. And then there's another thing with, like, prolonging that and, like, making it even more toxic. Like, you know, eventually you all get to a point where, like, okay, this is a toxic relationship, a toxic environment. We shouldn't be in here. But you guys can both come to that agreement. No one's going further than that and like throwing themselves on the floor, basically, like figuratively and literally, to be like, oh my God, I can't live without you. I'm gonna kill myself. And I'm just, or what's it called? We can't say that. gotta be politically
correct. Well, I mean, that is what people say. So,
no, yeah. And it's just like, I care about you. I don't want you to hurt yourself, but eventually I can't do that.
It's more of like because I care and because I take it seriously that you're saying this, even though I know the chances are you're not going to do it, I'm not going to take that chance. I'm going to make sure everything's okay. But that doesn't mean that we're good or we're getting back together or anything. That just means that I care about you enough that I don't want you to be dead. Like, you deserve to live still.
I feel like this is extremely common for lesbians.
It's very common for lesbians. You know what the worst thing? I mean, I've been in a ton of relationships. Sadly, still can't figure it out. But in just about every relationship I've been in with a woman, it's not necessarily the I'm going to kill myself. It's you don't want me. I can't take it anymore. Just stop talking to me. Don't text me anymore. And so I say, okay, I'm not going to text you anymore. 2 hours later. Hey, what are you doing? I mean, it is. It's toxic. It's extremely toxic. Yeah. I feel like if you're having that conversation with somebody where you're to that point where you're like, okay, this is not working. We need to disconnect. I feel like people should just give you that space. But women are just way more dramatic and they'll say, oh yeah, I'll do it. And then they don't give you the space.
I don't know. I mean, gay men are the same way at least. I don't know.
To a certain extent.
Yeah. I feel like women will prolong it more, but gay men will be more dramatic about it, like, up front.
Yeah.
I feel like, no offense, but I feel like some women will be more reserved, like you've said before. Like, they'd be more reserved about it and wouldn't drag it on, like, out in the open. They'd drag it on, like, deep in the depths. Be like, well,
you don't
like
me. Behind closed doors.
Like, you don't like me and you're just being mean to me. Gay people are like, you're a bitch and you don't like me and I'm going to kill myself and you hate me. And
yep, you're right.
But I feel like women will bring out that side, like, later on. But, like, you just don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're absolutely right.
Very short and concise. But, like, you just don't want to talk to me. About what? Just talk.
Right. You don't want to talk to me about anything. And then
she don't love herself.
A backup dancer.
I see that all the time, but we also get it in gay world too. It's like we're sitting there and then the person's on the phone and you're like, oh, who are you talking to? Guess you don't love me anymore. Like, you say it kidding, but it's so passive aggressive.
Oh, you mean like you?
Yes.
That's like his favorite joke. Why don't you love me?
Your screen time is through the roof.
Wait, what? Was that? That was just a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. Your screen time is so high and you're on there. And it's not just TikTok. So, of course, you're going to think that somebody doesn't love you at that point. But I do say it jokingly. I know you do. Obviously, we wouldn't be here right now. But I've seen it with other couples where they're like, oh, yeah, what are you doing? You're on your phone? You don't
who's
love
texting
me.
Us?
Yeah.
Who's texting,
us? Yeah.
That is the most
I've
toxic
been guilty
thing.
Of doing this.
Well, let's bring that.
In a joking way, but I've definitely been guilty of this. Like, oh my God.
We were already talking about how about when you're on a date with someone or you're like meeting someone, hooking up, whatever it is, and they're just on their phone.
Yeah, bye. That's a red flag.
I've also been that person, but usually not with dates.
I can say that I've been that person in a hookup situation, not as much like on a date, because if I'm on a date, I'm probably talking to you, trying to like get to know you. But
that's what I mean. Like a hookup situation, I've definitely been that person. But like on a date, I'm not going to be that person. Like, especially if it's going good. If the date's going bad,
that's a different story.
I will just like end it quickly and leave. Like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, so I forgot I had this thing.
I gotta go take a shit, bye.
Sorry, but like in a hookup, like I have felt awkward in a hookup, like texting someone like, it's kind of obvious that I'm not into this, but I'm gonna still go.
Were you texting like mid-sex?
I've done that before.
Been there, done it.
That's not the norm, but I have. Yes.
Yeah, Carissa's mark that saying, one off on my bingo card too.
Yeah.
Carissa's saying she's done it too.
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes...
Or I've watched TV.
So I was just going to say, what's the worst thing you've been called out for doing during sex? By was when I was watching TV.
Well, yeah, I got called out for watching TV. I was trying to watch a Patriots game. It was the fucking playoffs.
For me, it was Charmed.
It's your turn.
It was such a thing for me to
say. I mean, if Bridgerton's going on in the background, you can excuse me. I kind of got into it and like, maybe it is hotter than what's going on in this room because Bridgerton can get steamy.
It can, especially with that whole, the last season was a little crazy.
Yeah.
With Penelope.
Yeah, Penelope, as I like to call her.
I love that.
It was, I didn't expect it, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was actually a really good sex scene.
I mean, between them. For straight people?
Yeah, for anybody. Sometimes it's just awkward to watch in general, like when you're watching movies. You see on the gay romance movies, they're aggressive.
That's why I said for straight people, it was pretty aggressive, pretty hot. Because for gay people, I mean, any gay drama, comedy, whatever, it's going to have a hot, steamy sex scene in it.
Listen, yeah. After, what is it, Fellow Travelers?
Oh, God.
That show, like, that was like softcore porn.
Yeah, Matt Wilmer. Jonathan Bailey.
I mean, talking about, like, shows though, like the L Word, talking about like lesbian shows. So I know the L Word was, I didn't like it at first because I thought it was just lesbians. It was just lesbians, but it was like,
there was hot, a trans guy though,
but it was like hot lesbian stuff.
Was it?
I didn't watch it.
I'm talking to the resident lesbian that watched the whole show because yeah. I'm sure you did.
Carmen was, and Shane was just a fucking hoe.
Oh, everyone loved Shane.
Everybody, that's the thing. Everybody was in love with Shane.
I didn't even watch it. I knew that.
Yeah. I didn't find her attractive at all. I thought Carmen was hot. And the way Carmen would speak Spanish in the bedroom, forget it.
But wasn't Shane more of a stud?
Yes.
That's why. Makes
sense. Yeah. Shane ended up dating Carmen.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they were both aggressive and both assholes. It worked out perfectly.
Sounds like some people we know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anybody else got any crazy hookup stories?
I have an awkward hookup story.
Okay, I was looking at Martin.
I'll wait.
So I was hooking up with somebody once, back when I lived with my parents, and I forgot to lock the door to my bedroom, and my dad walked in, like, mid-thrust. Thankfully, I was on top, so it wasn't as embarrassing. But yeah, it was. My dad walked in and was like, oh, that's not something I wanted to see. I was like, oh, fuck.
Let's hope he doesn't listen to this.
I mean, he lived through it, so.
I mean, it happened two more times, once with the same person and then once with another person.
Oh, my God. It sounds like it was like a high school boyfriend.
No, it was actually after high school. It was just like a few years after high school. So I was still pretty young.
That's fun and fresh.
Yeah.
What about you, Carissa? You're not really...
Hookup stories?
Yeah.
Mom walked in on me once. That was
Your mom weird. Walked in on me once, too.
Yeah, but that's it.
I'm glad I wasn't naked. Let's just put it that way. The other girl was. I wasn't.
I don't even do
it. I think I know who it was.
Yeah, you definitely know who it was.
You do. You know who it was, too, Peter.
Yeah, because you guys lived there.
You mentioned them earlier.
Is it the one that I know, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal.
It was guns and knives.
I don't know. I feel like it's more awkward when it happens in your 20s and as opposed to when you're a teenager. Oh.
No, I feel like it should be less awkward because it's like, okay, we all know now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nothing new. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You're my teenager doing this stuff that I thought you didn't do. Now you're an adult. It's like, okay, you're an adult. I know you're going to be doing this stuff.
She was the one who also was, like, crazy into sex toys, right?
No. Not her. No.
No?
That's a different girl.
Yeah. No, I know who we're talking about.
I was the one you were thinking about.
Yeah. I think it's the psycho from the Brookfield area.
No, that's another story.
Oh God. Yeah, you said you didn't have stories.
That's another story.
Yeah, was this the one from Belmont Street area?
Nope.
My God.
You're batting 1,000.
I told you, I've dated a lot of women.
What house is this in? Oh, God. I don't
know. Peter. Stink.
Oh,
I was going to say you mentioned her earlier.
You did. You said her name earlier today.
Did I?
When I got here, yes.
Is this Demon Check?
No.
No.
How do I not know?
Was this in my 20s.
Was this the three on the bed story?
Was this what?
The three on the bed story?
What is
did
that
you guys,
story?
Weren't you guys talking about you and two other people on the same bed?
Oh, my God. No, I do have that story, too.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
Oh.
So, okay. Let's forget about that.
Now Peter knows it was.
I didn't even know that happened.
I have another story. So one night I was hanging out with this girl. She used to bartend. And I literally would go out every night of the week just to sit at the bar while she bartended just to hang out with her. We never actually dated. We never got in a relationship. And then one night she invited me back to her house to hook up. And her gay best friend came. Gay guy. And she's like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, your friend is right next to us, playing with the dog nonetheless. Like, he was just completely obliterated. And he's like, and I'm like, how are you even focusing? She's like, just do it. I'm like, oh, I can't do this.
This is the older girl.
Yeah, she was like 10 years older than me.
Yeah, I know who this is. I actually went to hair school with her.
Yeah.
Do I know her?
Yeah, she used to work at the Tapas restaurant in Worcester.
Well, no, because I remember hair school days.
Yeah, she was the really, really tall one with the bob.
It was a very long time ago.
Again, yeah, Jersey Shore days.
Yeah,
exactly.
She wasn't in my class, though. She was like three classes below, so she wasn't invited to Jersey Shore night.
Yeah, she had started hair school after Peter, but they met at hair school.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, they were talking before.
I know.
Not her.
He had no idea. And then she told me where she was going to hair school. And I was like, oh, my God, my brother goes there. And then I told her who my brother was. And she was like, oh, my God, I know him. And then they became, like, best friends. And our dating thing turned into her being my brother's best friend.
I feel like that's happened multiple times, though.
Yeah, which is fine.
I mean, speaking of that, like, we can go into an awkward friend breakup if you want.
Do we want to go there? Because I feel like we're all thinking about the same.
Are we talking about the person who tried to add me on Snapchat?
Yeah,
we're the brother's friends. The one that was your friend's girlfriend thing and then became your brother's friend that became my friend that we were just talking about in the car, because I think that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about Gumby.
Yeah.
Gumby. Who's Gumby?
Who's Gumby?
She has nothing but gums.
Oh, yeah. So we are talking about the same person.
Yeah.
The one we were talking about in the car?
Yeah. She tried to. She sent me a request on Snapchat. I can't because my phone's over there.
You don't remember?
I will show you.
We were just talking about this person in the car. In the car. Remember I said, oh my God. We used to throw a bunch of stuff over the lake.
We used to live with her.
The lake.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no.
I didn't realize you called her Gumby, but
no, I call her Gumby now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Yes. Now I know who you're talking about.
Okay. She had like three teeth, but when we broke up as friends,
that was after me and her broke up as friends because we went through our own friend thing. Yeah. Without you, which is weird. Yeah,
now I know who you're talking about.
That was a weird time.
He told me that her stuff got chucked into a lake.
No, her right.
No, her ex's stuff got stuck.
Oh, her ex's stuff.
Because the ex was crazier.
Yeah, she was crazy.
Believe it or not.
You know which one?
Is that the same one? Oh, no.
Do you remember she clung to her fucking car during
a fight?
You
weren't there.
Yes, I was.
Multiple times.
I was in the car.
No, she was on the windshield with me and Martin.
I was. She was. No, she didn't.
That was in the Jeep.
She gorilla'd it. Yeah. She King Kong the fucking car.
It was in the Jeep, yes.
She did it another night when I was there.
Yeah, because she Mighty Joe Young'd it.
Yeah, because this girl, I was in the back seat of her Jeep, and it's just me and her in the car, and she's doing donuts, and this girl's clinging to the side of the car like King Kong.
Was I there for that, too? Because I feel like I was there for, like, I was, like, with her, like, every day at one point in life.
I was scared because I was in the car, and the girl's in my window screaming.
Oh, no, we were in the Jeep. But yeah, she did it in the snow too, rolling around in the snow, like doing donuts. Oh, she did it once.
I can't.
This girl has now procreated, so I feel really sorry for whoever dates her child.
That's actually terrifying to think of.
Yeah. We're all going to also procreate after this episode, by the way.
I thought Gumby was who we were talking about.
Oh, no. We're talking about the other one, but Gumby also did procreate.
Wait, who? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's ex.
Yeah, but I didn't realize we were talking about the ex. I thought we were talking about Gumby.
We're talking about Gumby.
Now we're talking about both.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the breakup was, I don't know, I feel like it happened in stages. I feel like, Carissa, like, you and, like, from when I first met her, you and her were, like, best friends.
Yeah, we were really, really close. We used to do a lot of things together. She used to come to my house all the time.
That's how I met her, because, like, me and her started dating, and I used to go over to your house, and she would be there, and then we would all hang out.
Well, she lived behind us.
Yeah, we grew up together, so.
Do you remember when we put Miralax in her milk?
Oh, my.
Did you guys?
Yeah.
That's when you guys lived with her? Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
That was a shitty situation, to say the least.
That's terrible.
Well, she was just an awful human being.
Yeah.
She wasn't at first.
She wasn't at first. She just went downhill.
Yeah.
Drugs will do crazy shit.
I know. I knew her longer than all of you. Yeah, I know she wasn't a bad person. We were friends for years and years and years. It was just, I don't know, towards the end, she lost it. When, I mean, drugs, it'll do it to you.
Well, that woman she was with at the time, when she, like, everything went down, she was talking some.
Was it the Spanish one?
Uh-huh, some crazy her ear.
Oh, the Spanish one? Yeah. No, I was around for that too, because that's when I stopped hanging out with her when they got together. Because
she was dating her when she was still in jail. And that girl would call her all the time and be chirping in her ear this bullshit.
She used to get money from her mom to, like, put on her books and stuff, like, some crazy stuff. Like, we used to do some crazy stuff. Like, I used to go on some crazy rides for her to do stuff for that person. Because I was just like, let's hang out.
You should have called her Gumby. Her teeth were, like, really tiny.
I don't know. That was weird. That was worse. That was worse than the ex that we were talking about. That was speaking of now, that was worse.
It definitely was.
It wasn't a bad friend breakup. It was just kind of I mean, maybe for you guys. But, like, for me, because I remember you guys telling me. But, like, for me, it was more like we just stopped talking because it got, like, to a point where I was just like, this is too much.
That's really how it was at the end.
Remember when her family was trying to be all intimidating and my dad walked up the porch and they, like, shrunk back into the house? My dad wasn't even, like, trying to do nothing. They were just, like, sitting there and my dad walks up and, like, oh, shit, this guy fucked me up.
I mean, her sister was kind of like a bull. You didn't.
You would have to do is move, like, just a jog and she would never be able to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the amount of cigarettes that they all smoked.
She did chase me once. She did. Before she smoked, yeah. She was a teenager and she was still a hefty hideaway. And
I was going to say, did the ground quake?
She could run pretty fucking fast. I'm not going to
say hefty hideaway.
Yep.
I've never heard that.
It's from Hairspray.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a musical girly.
But she went. She, like, charged Carissa. Like, you know the, I love her, Selena Boo on the TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Selena Spooky Boo? Yeah, I love her. I mean, I love her man, too, because I'm just, like, tall, bearded man. But anyway.
Besides why.
Yeah, she was, like, she did a video the other day where she full-on charged down the hallway. And she goes, I didn't realize my phone was in slow motion. So they show her coming down the hallway and she's like, I'm sorry, I'll never run again. It was like that with Gumby's sister. Her tits were like flying everywhere. You know, not a good, not enough support.
Or a bra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I remember that.
Remember?
I know that.
You never wore a bra.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, that must smell.
I can't.
You know, you get that sweat that's so bad, like the underboob sweat. It's smiley
face. It smells like spoiled milk.
Yeah.
It's not sweat because BO smells some way, but spoiled milk smells.
She's making cheese.
Yeah, she's making cheese.
Making cheese. That cheese is gone and went back to liquid.
That is not a cheese I want. I don't want that cheese anywhere near me. Thank you.
I need a fucking, what's it called?
A wet wipe?
No. I need a cheese bag. What's it called?
Oh, the cheese cloth?
Yes, a cheesecloth. I need to rinse. I need to strain that out to get some mozzarella, some good.
That's nasty. You just took it too far.
Sorry.
Way too far.
Cut that out.
Did you not take it far enough?
Cut that out.
We might never know.
He said cut that out.
Make a nice little caprese.
You want to put tomatoes and vinegar in?
It's balsamic, though. It's sweet.
It's curdled. Either way.
I can't.
Okay, I'm done.
Speaking of vinegar, one time I was going to be hooking up with this guy. No, but I just thought I was going to like her a lot more than I did. She was kind of like, well.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just thought you were going there.
No, but like one time there was this guy. He was so hot. And he came over to hook up and literally he smelled like salt and vinegar chips. And I had to tell him, I'm like, this cannot, no, you need to leave. This cannot continue.
Salt and vinegar?
Oh, yeah. Like,
because
like,
vinegar is one thing, but like the salt and vinegar chips stink.
Yes, it was that exact smell coming from his crotch.
So sour.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just tell him to shower? Like, or were you just like completely turned off?
I was completely turned off. I wanted nothing to do with it.
That's gross.
Flaccid.
Yeah. Just
been there, done that.
I've never dealt with women like that. Women are really, I don't know, they know that something's going to happen. They definitely shower and like lather up beforehand.
Okay, listen.
I mean, bottoms do in the gay community.
Yeah, tops, wash your fucking ass if you plan on getting a blowjob, okay?
I do have a question for women, lesbian. I mean, you're the residential woman here. Do women's body parts, can they get to vinegary? Because men's nuts get vinegary really fast. Like, it's not like a few days. Like, it could be just a few hours and it's vinegary down there. Do women's privates get like vinegary that fast, or just that not part of the pH
system? Oh no, it happens if it's a hot day and it's like a heavier woman and the thighs are rubbing together.
No, I just mean vinegary, because like just nuts being there in between your legs, they get vinegary.
Yeah, no.
Like,
it has to be a hot day.
Oh, no. It could be like, it could be a regular day. If I'm sitting down a few more hours, vinegar. Not sweaty, not bad. You can't smell it from here. Unless I do, it will. And that's why I agree with Sean. If you're going to get head, rinse. Because vinegar happens fast.
Things spoil quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking about, like, bog crotch. That sounds disgusting.
What the fuck did you just say?
Bog crotch.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
bog. Oh, I call it swamp ass, but that's, like, part of the same. It's part of the same ecosystem.
Yeah. They're adjacent.
Yeah, same ecosystem.
I'm talking about the rainforest, though, in the front. Like, that's disgusting.
What? That's too much.
No, she's making like the front bum is just completely pouring waterfall, and now you got like vinegar down there.
I just didn't know, because like you guys have
hot day.
Yeah, but you guys have like more stuff going on down there, so I don't know if like when it mixes with it, it like dissipates the vinegar. Like, you know how?
I don't think I've ever smelled vinegar.
Oh my God!
I don't know. Maybe it does. Like, do you sweat from different places down there?
No, I just sweat in like the creases.
I'm a gold star gay, so I don't know about the anatomy. I do know like to a certain extent, but I didn't know if sweat came out of other orifices.
You both are. I'm the only one who's not here. Crystalline, you're not
a gold star
lesbian.
No.
So me and Carissa.
I mean, I've been with a
person who has a vagina.
They are no, they are
trans man.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't trans back then, but they are trans now. So I've been with a person who has a vagina. And that was about it. It was like once. We didn't do anything.
No, I've just actually looked at
it. We kind of just bumped uglies through pants and.
Martin yeah. blew on it.
That was a
blew on it. That's too much. That's too close. I did not do that.
Light breeze.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to women. I just didn't know. I was like, yep.
No, you were politically correct.
politically correct.
This reminds me
of the orifices leak and sometimes they can smell.
But that smells different than the folds. The folds on the sides, like the creases on the sides, smell different. So when they combine.
Combine, forget it. That's disgusting.
Dog crap.
I would say it's worse than vinegar.
That's what I'm asking. Thank you for the answer. Hey, you guys made me look like I was crazy. No. I mean, yeah, I am.
Oh, that can all sweat down there. I mean, think about it. Women's underwear is like confined.
What do you think panty liners are for?
There's no space. And now you know why I wear boxers.
Even for panty liners, there's no space.
So listen, I bring that up because I was looking at this thread on X, Twitter. I hate calling it fucking X.
Oh, just call it Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
And it was the person posted, you have to check out the responses in this thread. What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you when having sex? And a woman put on that it was a really hot day. And she was like extra wet that day. And so she put on a panty liner and she forgot about it. She went with the guy, they got high, and then he went to give her head. And apparently it was like stuck there. And so he was like, what the fuck?
That happens.
I don't know why, but Martin talking about it and everything, that just reminded me of that post.
I don't know if it was too hot to handle or something. There was like a clip of one of those like online dating show or like reality TV dating shows where a girl was talking about like, what's like most awkward sexual experience you had? And the girl was like, this one time I went down on a girl and she had her period and she had a tampon in it. So I just like grabbed it and ripped it out with my teeth. And I was like, what the fuck?
I saw that episode. I know what you're talking about.
And she was super pretty. Like, this pretty girl. And she's like, I was just like, and she's like, I just like grabbed it with my teeth and just like ripped it out. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, she said it just so
raised her.
She just said it so casual. She's like, I was already down there. So, and that's literally what she said after. Like, that was her defense. She was like, I was already down there. So, whatever.
That doesn't seem hygienic.
Ripped the tampon out with my teeth.
That sounds like it smells.
Not the smell, the action.
I mean, that's disgusting too. But like,
I mean, those are extra bodily fluids. Those aren't even sexual bodily fluids.
Right.
It's a fucking womb lining.
It's an open womb.
When you put it like that.
She literally took her uterus out.
With her teeth.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in a petri dish and try to impregnate it.
On that note, I think we need to go to a story from a listener.
Oh, Jesus.
We have listener stories?
Oh, we have a listener story? Ooh.
We will call this listener...
Sam. Call him Sam.
Call him Sam.
Sam. Yeah, Sam. It works. Sam. So Sam wrote in letting us know that he took his father's car one night to go to a hookup with a gentleman. Well, two gentlemen, actually. I'm sorry. And they, you know, went through the whole act and everything was done. And
all three of them.
Yeah, it was a threesome.
Okay.
Everything was done. The third person went in and the listener and the person that he came with went to leave and the car's engine was dead. So they're stuck in front of this other person's house in the car.
They live with the person whose house they're in front of live with their parents. Is that what I'm getting at? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Just for clarification.
Yep. And no one has AAA.
Okay.
Is there a time frame for this? Because if it's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, if it's like
1 in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All
right. So that's sus.
Yeah. So he says that he had to go and knock on the person's window and get them to call AAA because they weren't answering his text messages.
Oh my God.
That's because they had already done the deed. They were like, okay, well, yep. You left. Goodbye. And I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Wow. That's embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Oh, that's scary. I'd want to be out of that place so fast.
He's like, what? I don't see a big deal.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, shit happens literally when you're in gay world. But still, I don't know.
You're so put together that you would have AAA.
That's why I feel like you're not worried. You're like, yeah, I had AAA. Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of here.
I mean, it's more awkward in the fact that the people have to show up. You know, the AAA trucks show up and the little lights are on and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That would be weird.
That's true.
You're outside.
Put that bitch in neutral and fucking push. We've been there.
Yeah, I feel like that it could have been crazier. Kind of lucked out there, Sam.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, not ideal. Definitely not something I want to happen if I'm going for a hookup, but.
I didn't mean to cut your story off, Sam, but like, do we know if he made it out alive? Like, did you?
Yes. He said that after 3 hours, he finally got home.
Oh my God, 3 hours.
Okay.
That's miserable.
But like, he didn't hear back from. I need a follow up to this. If that's all you wrote in, I need a follow up. Like, did the guy that you were at his house, did like he message you afterwards?
I don't. He didn't specify.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need, like, this is not enough for me. I'm like, okay, so the car didn't turn on when you guys were outside. Did anyone come outside? Did you get a message afterwards? Like, what was going on outside?
Did you have a heated blanket in your car?
Did you guys have to shut off all the lights and, like, crack the window so it didn't fog up and nobody noticed you guys were in there? It depends on what neighborhood you're in, too. Like, don't quote me. I've been in a lot of situations. But anyways, I think about certain things.
By knowing who Sam is, they had to crack a window.
Okay, well, I'm glad that they got out of the situation and there wasn't anything else to add on to the story. You don't have to say anything else, but I'm glad. Thank you for sharing, I guess.
Yes, thank you for sharing. Sam, you might have to call in so we can get more.
Yeah, like I have a lot of follow-up questions. That's why I personally didn't write in because I can't. Like, no, it'd have to be a back and forth chat.
Martin would like to ask you a question.
Can I ask you a question?
Solid RuPaul edition there.
You guys can tell me to shut up whenever.
Now we love it. But yeah, is there anything that you currently are dealing with, Carissa?
Currently dealing with?
Yes.
A lot of drama. I don't
to elaborate.
I don't want to elaborate on it. I don't want to put everything out there.
I will bring it into bad breakups if you guys don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But I mean,
that's fine with me.
What do we have? What's the time?
A 2-minute warning.
Okay, so I guess I won't say anything.
I guess I won't say anything.
Well, I have a funny thing. One time I went for a hookup with this guy and he had a kitten and the kitten was still too young to get spayed, but she had gone into heat. So we couldn't really actually do anything because the kitten kept having to be pried off of us. Because apparently when a cat is in heat, they just want to be around anything male.
Yes.
Yes. And if you guys are trying to get down and dirty... Oh, no, she wants to fuck.
She's like, oh, y'all want to fuck? I want to fuck even more.
So, yeah, that was like, this little tiny kitten just keeps running over here. What's going on?
Those claws, they hurt.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think my pants are coming off because if she comes near me, it's not going to be good.
And with that... This has been a great episode. I want to thank you, Martin, for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Tune in next week. It's going to be exciting. Again, subscribe, follow, tell your friends and family about us. We write in. We love to hear your stories. And we hope to catch you next time.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. We're really trying to grow Blue Sky right now and Instagram. APOC and Avocados on Blue Sky and Apocalypse _and_Avocados on Instagram.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Apocalypse and Avocados. And also, you can find us on Snapchat. And you get to see a little bit of my fitness stuff there as well.
I don't have anything to plug, but you guys can see or hear me here again. And if I do write in, you guys will know who it is.
I'll let you know.
We won't have to make up a fake name for you.
No, I'll let you know.
Well, it's been chaotic as usual. Have a great night, Chaos Crew, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.